Psalm 75, verses 6 through 10, that's our psalm as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This is written by Asaph, who was a director of one of David's choirs. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Do you ever feel like the wicked are getting all the breaks? The one who cuts corners seems to get ahead. Those who are deceitful seem to get the glory. Certainly, there are stretches of time when it seems that those who oppose God are getting ahead. But you know what? It's all a mirage. The psalmist reminds us that people cannot exalt themselves. God must let the wicked rise, but in his timing, he'll bring them down. They may show off their horns today, but he'll cut off their horns tomorrow. The wicked will not prosper. It's a different story for those who follow hard after God. Instead of his judgment, we receive his continuous grace. Instead of wrath, we are covered with his perfect love. Our power is not cut off, it is lifted up, for our power comes directly from him. So, Father, thank you for lifting me up today. Thank you for giving me strength and power. Thank you for giving me everything I need to do what you're calling me to do. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.